Right now the time is 12 minutes past 5. You're still tuned to U of M Drive Show. We had Up Right There by Cardi B. Before that, we had Glorilla Foich featuring again Cardi B with the song Tomorrow 2. Right now in studio, we have the legendary, the beautiful Sis B. She's back right here. Happy Yay. New Year, Sis B.
Happy New Year. So happy to be back here, guys. Thank you for having me.
No, of course, man. Of course. Always a pleasure to have you, honestly. We've definitely missed you, and I'm sure the listener themselves have missed you, and they've missed, of course, the conversations that we have right here. You know what I mean?
The professional.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Who it gets raw, it gets honest, you know what I mean? At the same time, have a little fun, but of course, still, you know, helping each other out, because that's the important end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
And right now, we're going to be helping directly straight at the first year students. We're not judging, or at least we're not, I don't want to say projecting, assuming that everyone, you know, in Mklambe, you need this help. But we're just saying generally, you know, for all those who are out there, because it doesn't have a certain age to it, you know.
Exactly.
For all the people out there, you know, we're talking about first times today. You know, that's the theme today, all right? First times in everything, you know what I mean? It can get really, really scary. I think if anything, everyone has a different idea, you know, of how it should be, how it should look like, how it should feel, or how they should be.
Yeah.
You know, so Sis B, I think just as an expert, could you just give us an idea of like what should they expect themselves, you know, and like, you know, will they get certain pressure to certain like dates or have sex?
Yeah. So I think, as I was saying before I came in, this is going to be more your show. Because we're talking about first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to take some time. And also, contextually, must be so different from back in my day.
Yeah.
When Nelson was still.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's not even that far from my age. We're combined. Yes.
Not that bad.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, when you talk about what to expect, I think as a health professional, the biggest things is just to ensure what you're prepared, because sometimes it catches you unplanned, you know?
Yeah.
And we always say, take the time, always make sure, would you try and plan it out as much as possible, even if you're not in a relationship right now, just live your life and as that should it happen, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So that also speaks to the sexual health plan that you're looking for. If you don't want to have a kid in varsity, there's things you can do now, even before you meet the love of your life. But I think that would be my advice. Just be as ready and also be as present as possible, and not have it be something that just happened at groove or drunk or whatever, especially for your first time, I'd say.
Yeah. And the thing is, there's always this romanticized idea, I think, when you enter university, that you're gonna meet the love of your life, you know what I mean? It doesn't always work out that way. But in any way, you know, I think it is very important for us to still have an understanding of how to live your life and be happy still being single, you know what I mean? If you don't meet the love of your life, I mean, listen, since Puma, I still haven't met her. It's okay, I'm still happy, alright? For all the people out there now, but you know, who want to know how to live, you know, happily and singly and responsibly.
Yeah.
How should they live their best life?
Yeah. I think for the biggest thing is obviously just being comfortable with yourself, because I feel like so many of us are chasing relationships for whatever reason, whether like I had issues or I need someone, you know, there's a lot of mental issues also that come up with that that we never really discuss, but you find Utumutu can't live without a relationship, like we're not like from one relationship to the next to the next to the next. So we're saying take time, get to know yourself, get to learn yourself for what is it that you want, even sexually, even personally. Do the things you want other people to do to you. So if you want to be taken out, you be that girl or that guy who goes out there and puts themselves out, rather than just sitting and waiting to be swapped off by some Prince Charming somewhere, you know?
No, definitely, honestly, you know, and like she said, you gotta experiment, you gotta find yourself, you know. There's a lot of different situations you can find yourself, I think, you know, especially as you explore yourself and you explore, you know, your, I guess, I wanna say your sexual appetite, in a sense, you know. And we're gonna be getting into a lot of why you can find yourself into that in a minute. Right now, we're just gonna go back to the good music, and I'm hitting y'all with, What You Know About Love.
UJFM Drive. UJFM Drive. Keeping you entertained. Entertained. Keeping you entertained.
Right now, 23 minutes past 5, still in studio with Sis B, right here. We're asking her questions, you know, like we said, man, there's a lot of situations you can find yourself, honestly, especially as you start to explore and you start to really get into the year. And you start to meet a lot of people, because different people means different personalities, means different conversations has then started, right? So I think people are always curious in a sense of like, I'm surprised, but this is a question that came up more times than I thought it would. Mm. But like, what are the chances that they'll find themselves in the middle of like an orgy and they'll need condoms or whatever else would they even need in that situation, you know?
In South Africa, our land.
You know?
I don't know. I feel like also with each generation, everyone is getting more and more sexually liberated. So yeah. Things that were taboo, like 5-10 years ago are now freely more open and accessible. But what I would say is that just, you know how there's those people that always carry around condoms everywhere?
Yeah.
I'd really advise that because life is really at that faster pace. And even if it's not an orgy, but you might meet someone in the club things happen and you don't want to ever be catch or yo, I don't have. Yeah, the only advice I'd give there is just also keep checking your condom because some people like have it, so this is like expired or the sun, you know. So just make sure where you refresh it if it's not used. But yeah, in South Africa, things happen, so it's up to the person and where they hang around.
That's definitely true, I must say. And I get you in a sense where like South Africa's being a little more, I think, liberated in a sense of like certain tendencies and dynamics that we accept, you know, comes to like sexual perception. Because I remember even on this young lady trending over Twitter and then even on TikTok about wearing like this fishnet with basically like a I want to say like bra and panty, and then like she had a fishnet over it for brunch. Everyone's like, it's not even a club outfit, come on. Even being trending like in some of the blogs in USA, that's how much it trended. But that's how South Africa now is also getting into, you know, to that stage where now we're also getting a little more free with how we express ourselves, you know. And I think it's just like you have to then ask how to make sure also you don't get into some of the things, I don't want to call them traps, but situations that maybe sometimes you don't know if you really want to put yourself in that position, you know. They want to know, how do they set themselves up so they don't find themselves having, like, needing a sugar mama or a sugar daddy?
That one is a bit tricky because one of the things that also happens, we mostly to first years, that you're now coming in, there's an existing culture, Yabona, there's certain, you know, you need a look now. You can't just wear your jeans and t-shirts. You need to have, you know. So I think with all of that pressure and lifestyle is where you then find people going, you know what? Or even Ekaya, maybe the only, they did their best to get me here. Now that I'm here, I also need to try and hustle for myself. So I think it's very important to, as young people, try and see what existing support mechanisms are there. I know some universities have programs when it comes to things like food and that. So where it doesn't ever get to that level where, look, there is nothing. Because we know it can get that back with the issues with the nephesis and the what, and the what, you know? And then secondly, I mean, in this day and age, in terms of making money, there's so many more opportunities now online. I mean, there's design. There's so many things that you guys can literally use yourself. I know this one cool guy who's a DJ and he's like 18, but he plays in the hottest spot around my hood. And he's like a first year student. So even talents like that, you know, try and see how what you can imagine yourself to be before getting into that trap. Because once you get into that intergenerational dating trap, then you are getting into power dynamics that you might not be able to control. Because even if it's a sugar mama or a sugar daddy, you don't just get sugar for anything. So there's a certain thing that you also now need to pay for. And we say that if you are in that situation, just make sure that you are also protected. Because the worst thing you can ever be, even if you do find yourself there, is that now you're at risk for HIV or pregnancy just because umuntu doesn't want to use a condom because unezimali, you know? So there's things like PrEP, you know, that can help you out if you find yourself in that situation. There's things like contraceptives that you can get on to ensure that you're safe. But also, how then do I use those cash to also maybe step out? Because it doesn't last. So if you're a sugar baby now, Hori, in the next 3 years, the next first year is coming in and, you know, you can't be a sugar auntie. You need an exit plan. So I always say now, see, when you're getting the frontal monies, girl, also try to see, oh my God, whatever it is that you're getting, how can I use this money to sort of build something for my own, you know?
Definitely. And I guess in a sense, I mean, there's also places where I feel like you will encounter this more than other places, you know? And those are the places, I guess, it just ends up naturally being the nightlife, you know, more than just generally that's how it happens here in South Africa, you know? And I think just in that in itself, the nightlife will always come with its own complications. And I think for a lot of people who haven't been from Joburg, you know what I mean? You might not necessarily know how it's like, you know?
How hectic it can get. It gets lit.
It's basically the, like, it's a personality trait at this point if you actually get here at Joburg, you know. But listen, before we get into that, listen, we had a couple of questions that we put out there on our socials and we just reached out to a couple of y'all to have, you know, VNs, and they had a couple of questions in which, they were answering themselves, you know, I think let's tap into some of those VNs and hear them out right now.
Okay, so the first question is, what's a nice way to reject people? And this response is coming from Jason, all the way from Germany, actually.
I really believe that it's more about how you say things than what you say. So my advice would definitely just be being more mindful. In general, we need to be more mindful about how we speak with one another. But when it comes to rejection, particularly in a romantic context, because we tie so much value to our sexual identities, and, you know, it plays such a significant role in our self-expression. I'd say just being a bit more gentle. It's good enough to say to someone, I don't think that we're compatible. Maybe throwing in a few compliments about what you do admire about them, because there's obviously something that we admire about, you know, in everyone. And then wishing them all the best in their future endeavors. I think that's more of a gentle way to let them down. I just think that we should be a bit more careful about how we communicate with one another, particularly when it comes to these sexual relationships. By sexual, I don't mean, you know, just leading to sex. I just mean existing, you know, within the context of sexuality. We just need to be more careful, because it has such a significant impact on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is very true. Jason is really coming from an honest place. And yeah. I think the biggest thing with ending it with someone properly is what was the arrangement, like what did we agree upon? I think that's what makes ending things so complicated, where I thought we were in a relationship, you thought I'm just your sneaky link, and therefore, you know, the ending is a bit weird. So I would advise with the communication from Kaleni, it's always nice to just know from the get-go, look, you and I just hook up, my guy. If Uguti feelings are coming through, let's re-talk about it. But for me, let's be clear. Oh, you and I are seriously in a relationship. You're not seeing anyone else. We're seeing, you know, so those are the type of conversation. And it's easier said than done. I think also if you're coming through from your first year, you're still learning. That's why we say take the time to get to know yourself. What do you want in relationships? Don't find yourself in a hookup situation, Gandhi, you don't want. And then in terms of here, Mzansi, also then those come with situations where there's GBV, where you can't really leave, you know, there's all types of complications with regards to ending relationships. So we're saying just be careful and cautious. Ensure what your safety is good. Maybe you need a person there for safety or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Nah, definitely, honestly. And, you know, at any level with rejection, also, because it can go from the beginning, you know, when usaza mumthola, to getting out the friend zone, to getting onto all the different, you know, anywhere level. But right now, we're going to be moving into our full sports bulletin. Don't go anywhere, because we still got Sis B in here. And Brother Murray is still going to grace us with that hot 16. You know what I mean? Coming through with the bars, man. I'm telling you, we got great content lined up. Don't go anywhere. 21 minutes right now to 6. It is time for us. You've waited enough. You know what I mean? We've prolonged this enough. It's time for us to grace us with your dope bars, my brother. You know, right here, let's enjoy the entertainment before we head right back into the edutainment. You know what I mean?
I don't, but okay.
Brother Minray is going to be hitting us with some bars. I'm going to be hitting y'all with a little bit of an original of an instrumental. Okay, we're going with Gorilla Lil Sims, you know. Let's see what my brother's got, man. You ready, my brother?
No, but what can we do?
You got it. Come on now.
This is one of my favorite albums from 2022, and she released it like before the year. Anyway. Sim Sima, who got the keys to my drop top bimmer? I ain't got a bimmer. Girlies here and this, don't worry, we got Uber. Love a deep dive, but I ain't talking scuba. Racial land on the mic, you'll get bigger. Rip and drive gang, and we'll always deliver. Future award winners keep getting better when competition gets stiffer. Sweet words melting hearts, the pot's thicker than a pencil skirt on my sweetheart Amanda. Damn, did I just name her? Goodbye, my lover. James got the answer. Getting the bread and spreading it like I'm butter. Slick like words, but I don't have none. I'm done. This is Drive Gang all the way.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. Y'all know what it is. I told y'all, man. Brother Man Ray. You know, Rachel Long, come on now. Say that name and know it well.
We outside, but we're indoors.
That's what I'm saying. He always does this, like,
always, always.
Like,
I feel
like it's a tactic.
Without a doubt, he's like, yeah, they're not ready. I'm pretty sure at this point, my man loses on purpose.
Don't do this to your boy. Don't do this.
Listen, man, we're going to get right back with Sis B, man. It's time for us to get right back. But for now, before we get into it, let's go back into another artist. We're going to hit y'all with Bia featuring Nicki Minaj, Whole Lot of Money. Bia right there featuring Nicki Minaj with a Whole Lot of Money remix right there. And listen, man, for the conversation we're about to have, this is going to, no doubt, you're going to need a whole lot of money, honestly, to be relevant in a sense, or at least to enjoy the next part we'll be talking about, right? And we are talking about the Joburg nightlife. Listen,
I think you guys would know much more on that.
Yeah, keep you mad.
Listen, how do you guys do it? Where do y'all get the extra money from?
As a gen right here, and someone who's always in class, let me just say those group combos before the groove are very crucial. Okay, so one of us pete malin. Okay, mina ngizohendlisha lokho. I vele manje man. Uyibona manje ungangitshelethe ukuthi usazothola. No, those chats are always very dangerous.
That's the funny ice tropez. There's another second combo.
Nah, for real. So honestly, I think more than anything, but you need to understand the nightclub. There's not only one type of people who can go, and I know all of us are not the same. So there are people though who are out there who go like, listen, if I'm a quiet and reserved person, you know, will they be weird, you know, if they go to the nightlife, you know what I mean? Or is it weird that they're not even in too?
I mean, I think that also just speaks to just trying to find yourself. Cause if you're that person who's so worried about what other people think, varsity's campus life is going to chow you. Yeah, bro. So you need to learn yourself, learn what you're good with. Learn also to say no, because what my mom used to say that, and I hate that I'm quoting her, but she'd say, so I'd always be like, oh my God, if I didn't go to the concert, I'm gonna die. So like, what? This thing will happen whenever again. Yeah. So I think that's the type of thinking, even if you have to study, if you have tests or exams, just make sure you balance it out, because once you lean in too much into a certain lifestyle, whether it's isolation, because that can also bring on depression and things like that, which can be hectic, especially, you know, when you're first starting up and the study levels and some things like laptops or ijayelanga, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. So find that balance. Learn yourself as much as, I think I'm saying this for like the fourth time now, which this is the time where you should be experimenting and learning yourself what you're into, what you're not. If you are quiet or you're loud or you have quiet times, you know, some of us just have like, I don't feel like people, you know? And all of that would be okay, and I guess as you grow and grow. My thing always is, and I always keep going back to this, is just always make sure you have a sexual health plan that matches to what you want. So if you're going to say, look, whether you're jolla and jolla with people or not, this is what I want in terms of sexual health. I don't want a child. I don't want to get infected with anything. I don't want to do that. Let's be prepared for that. Don't wait until the situation creeps up on you, because then you get found lacking.
I was talking to
I think a first year students, just outside your student center. They're basically saying, I asked them if they're gonna go out and explore the nightlife, and they're like, no, I don't go out. And I'm like, why is that? And then he was like, and at first year, so I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything to you. But then they said that their circle of friends also don't go out, and if they did, then they wouldn't be friends with them. So I'm wondering what if that mindset is like healthy for a first year student to kind of have a bit of that.
Look, I mean, most of us come to varsity as like your family's last hope. You die. So there's a lot of things that you're carrying with you. Some of us, our parents bring in their last money to get you here. So really, we have some of that trauma as well. But what I always know is the first quarter is the one where you're like, I find the nearest church. There's this one night you go out with your friends. You and all your friends that don't go out, there'll be this one activation or this one concert or whatever. And then you're like, I didn't die, you know? And then you start. So we like, don't be afraid to try it out. But if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Go at your own pace. But also once you have started trialing it out, don't drown in there, because you know what happens in the clubs, man. Nightlife can swallow you, right?
That is definitely
you whole.
True, you know.
Yeah.
Nightlife can swallow you. And that's why I think it's important to just kind of warn students in a sense, and just people out there who haven't experienced it, because as you said, go at your whatever time. Hey, I'm bored. She's an advocation phone group. She's like, listen,
she's
come on,
like,
experience it. Experience it.
In the streets.
You know, yeah. So, you know, for the people there who still have their first time, what should they expect, you know, for like, you know, Bram Life, Club Scene, or not even just Bram Life, because Club Scene is everywhere in Joburg, trust me. It doesn't matter where you are, Township, Sandton, you know, even suburbs.
I think the biggest thing that we can tell you is just always have your transportation sort out. I think in this day and age, there's nice Ubers where you guys can also club in together and Shanganis 100 Rand, Pumama 2020, go to where safely.
Yeah.
I think that's the one benefit that past generations have not had. We had to beg So at least now there's that independence, but it needs to be pre-planned. And then secondly, also, what you are comfortable and what you're not. Because, I mean, when we go there and we're out there in group, anything can happen. You know, you meet your love of a life for that night.
Life
for that night, you know, yeah. So I think those are the type of things also that maybe I know with myself, I'll tell my girls, look, tonight's been getting messed up. Yeah. So that's what they know, it's all bounce. But there's sometimes, hey, you know what, I really don't. So have that conversation and then enjoy yourself. I think it's also very important to enjoy yourself. There's obviously safety tips like, which is put yourself or your drink. Don't just get given drinks by strangers. We all know stranger danger and drugs and roofies and things like that. And always have like, a code with your people you came with. If you're no longer comfortable, you caught up in the toilet somewhere, something's happening that you don't like. I'm always in danger analysis just to be safe. Yeah, man, and enjoy. I think Uguti, it's more about fun more than anything. And as I said, if Uguti, you already have a sexual health plan, then you are safe, really. So make sure Uguti, you check out the campus health and see how you can get your sexual health going. Yeah.
Yeah. And even if the person works, or at least you think they work for that club, don't just be quick to take the drinks. Okay, don't be just quick. That's also another important thing. And for everyone out there, also, hey, me, I'm just going to say this. Be wary of the ballers and the baddies. Whichever one you feel like opposite, you need to be worried for. Because either one could be very overwhelming. You know what I'm saying?
People, you're busy thinking it's group. People are on work. They are here to work. There was this one concert that I recently went to. By the end of that concert, I think 4 out of my 10 friends, we didn't have phones. Because, like, there was a serious cell phone.
Exactly.
So be careful. Look after each other and also your stuff as well, because I said it's very easy to nick and pick cell phones. Yeah.
Without a doubt, honestly, that's why I always like, I'm happy to see girls there with literally a purse almost the size of a phone, because it's only for her phone. You know what I mean? And she's holding it like this. That and lip gloss, that's it. Well, I think you can't, it's fine. Generally, I'm acting.
What's your budgeting? How do guys do it? I still want to have
Listen, you know what? We're going to get into that and some of the responses. Also, we have a couple of voice notes from the listener. We're going to be getting to that. For now, let's enjoy with Nomani Fair. Right now, 6:05, we're tapping into some of your responses and some of your questions that you had. We have a question here coming through from Mustabi, so let's hear what he's got to say.
My question as a first timer would be, how do I know when she's good, when she's, like, it's my first time, I don't know, you know.
That's his question, you know. How does he know that, you know,
For the fact that he cares about that, because, like, for example, like, most people just, like, don't even think to care about that. So for that, for me, that's a very big first step. And how you know, obviously, is through communication and also knowing Lom and the lawyer. I think the better you guys are intimate, more you'll spend more time and affectionate time together, you get to learn each other's bodies and you get to know what works and what not. But it's mostly that communication and intimacy that you might not even start there because it's your first time, but you can work towards it. And as I said, the fact that he's willing to do that, my brother, 10 points, you know, because most people are just like, man, I'm good, bitch. And you're like, no, I'm not. So big up for that.
Shout out to CDS Tubby, so they're shouting you out, you know. And look, man, care about her too. It's an experience for both of y'all. Come on, people, you know. We have another one coming through. Stavisa had one more. He just wanted to answer kissing do's and don'ts. What they should look out for.
As a post on our Instagram page, and they were like, "Dear, Bateni, less tongue, more lips." And they were like, "Yes, Lord, your people are painting us." The comments, I died. Like, okay, you know. So I don't know. People are different, but I guess also just read the room and also come on, like excessive things. If anything is done excessively, like ridiculous tongue movements, it's like, dude, what are you doing?
And communicate. But let's see what Tavisa had to say.
Hello, Oh, do's and don'ts. Just don't bite me. Do not bite me.
Bite me.
You know, if you can't kiss, just let the other person do the work, you know.
There it is, yeah.
Don't that's Tammy. So
the crazy part is other people who like biting. That's the thing.
Yeah,
hey.
That's the so, everyone read the room.
Yeah,
you can't just assume one for the first time. I'm like,
yeah, like, that's true. That's
like
true.
I'm busted. It's like, whoop, yeah. Just my baby.
Yeah, because that's another thing. Everyone's like, how did you fight? No, bro, no, actually, I met this crazy person.
I need to explain.
Like, you know, it's like,
I don't even want to be explaining them.
Like, back shy, live it. No, it's a bit.
Listen.
Yeah. And also teeth as well. I find that people like clash teeth. So also just like, you know, have a bit of finesse. I like the let the person lead. If you feel like you're not confident, let the person who's confident lead.
Mm-hmm. So one of the questions we asked was, I don't have enough money for the lifestyle. What do I do? And Kopano gave us a response with his advice.
First and foremost, we are pungin our mind. Like, where are you going, dude? Just stay home. Like, stay at home, bro. The thing is, man, just always clear if I do go into the club, pungin our mind, you know? Or going out, pungin our mind, dude. That's why you have these videos that trend of, like, DJs and people spraying alcohol into people's mouths or giving them a shot. Like, you know, save yourself, stay at home, Joe. Like, you know, just stay at home. Stay at home.
I just know this V and he's talking to gents. That one man, he's talking to gents. I'm going to chat about fun. Gents, listen. Oh, no, man. He's shalek haya. Oh, no, man. He's shalek haya. Because this is not applied to hands.
Because I would have said, you just need enough for one drink. The first drink. That's literally
the difference.
It.
The difference
me,
in experience.
For me.
What group is long, eh? And when is he finished? Ah, ish. I wonder how much.
I guess it's also, like this man's saying, which is very different experiences. I mean, most girls will get away with, like, I must have an i2 35 randy yard or whatever the amount. I know someone going, hey,
come join us.
Yeah. So there's that. And but then I was asking, how are guys doing it? How are, and if you can't, I think it's always, I like the advice, I want to stay in your lane, my brother. One day, now is a bomb, I know, but show it off, like, you know? But right now, going there, having your feelings hurt, next thing you are like, holding on, and the dumpy is no longer cold.
Yeah.
Because you're taking mini sips.
That's why also I think it's very important as a gents that you have friends that you guys are aligned profit pocket. Don't, because then at least it becomes easier with chats, you know what your spending ability is, you know what I mean? Exactly. Because my local, you know what I mean? Oh, no, so that's the thing, also a balance now.
I'd also suggest that this is why it's also important to have pre's. Because as we're talking off air, there's always a crazy markup of alcohol. So that when you get there, you're not drinking too much. Like, you're not getting there dehydrated and famined, you know?
Nah, definitely, you know.
And then, like, having chillers in your own place. I mean, you guys can make the fun ending for Butiranjani. Get that box of whatever and pull it up and make a noise wherever you are. You don't need to be somewhere in silence and struggling, you know?
That's true, that's true. And before we wrap up the show, I do want to say also, the tough thing though now with club life in Joburg, especially if you're in Sandton or even Bram now, because, you know, there's certain clubs like that, is that you want a section? Buy a bottle. That's just the reality. You know,
requisite things.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you know what? Right now the time is 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? Sis B has come here. And thank you so much for coming, taking the time, you know, giving a little insight on us for people out there who are nervous. You know what I mean? Who have their, you know, first time, without a doubt. And without a doubt, we had one question so far only for today with the, for the loop. You know, the person who cares enough to ask it. How do I know?
Big up. You know,
you know,
that person
come
needs
on.
Loop, man. You could hear that type of question.
Yes, I'm up. Hey, Sammy, it's the way you are.
Kind of situation. But yeah, I mean, we're giving away currently Liquid Gold Loop. So I'm happy to, Tabiso, reach out to us when I give you your loop. And if you want to ask us any questions, you can send us a WhatsApp on 060-891-6069. That's our FAQ line. So if you have frequently asked questions on sex and love, reach us and we'll be able to answer you like ASAP.
Absolutely, yes, Tabby. So, no, thank you again so much, CSP. Always a pleasure to have you. Until next week, of course.
Bye.
You're going to be back right here in studio from the Drive Gang itself. As we head into the weekend, if you're driving, take it easy on the roads. It is raining, so please take it slow. And for all those who are going to be heading out there and having fun, listen, have fun, but have it safe and responsible. Like we always say from the Drive Gang,
have a good one.
Peace.